Track 10, Helping the Client Presentize. On the last track, we discussed two orienting points of implementing dialogues in Gestalt therapy. These two orienting points are the client plays both parts and using two chairs. We also discussed the puppeteer technique. On this track, we will discuss three Gestalt strategies for helping a client presentize, or facilitating the client's bringing him or herself into the now. The three strategies we will discuss are presentizing the past, reclaiming, and presentizing when. In my experience, Gestalt therapy's focus on the present can be a concern for those new to the theory. When I was first introduced to Gestalt therapy, I questioned whether, since the Gestalt approach is geared towards the immediate now and the present, does Gestalt therapy have no validity in counseling focusing on the client's past? The answer I discovered is no. As you know, through presentizing, the client uses fantasy to bring the needs of the past into the present. The client is asked to relate past events as though they were happening in the now, using I am and I feel rather than I was or I felt. I have found that this presentizing leads to possibilities of re-examination, discovery, changes in attitude, and the completion of unfinished business. I feel that the most important aspect of this presentizing is that the client may gain a fresh perspective on the event as it occurred, which may be quite different from a client's distorted memory. A first strategy for helping the client to presentize is presentizing the past. As I mentioned, presentizing the past invites the client to experience a past event in the present. My client Amy, age 16, frequently had difficulty with bullies at her high school. In our last session, Amy matter-of-factly stated, "I guess you heard I got beat up on my way to school last week. I was just past the corner store when these three girls just tore my backpack away from me and started hitting me." Amy displayed no emotion connected to the event. I stated, "Amy, I'd like you to try telling me the whole story of how these three girls attacked you, as if it were happening right now. Start with, 'Here I am, walking to school.'" Amy stated, "I'm on my way to school, walking the same way I do every morning. As I walk past the corner store, I see these three girls standing on the other side of the street looking at me. I recognize them from school. They're tough girls. I asked Amy, 'How do you feel as you see these girls?' Amy replied, 'I got a little nervous.' I stated to Amy, 'I am a little nervous.' Amy continued, 'I am a little nervous because they're looking at me funny. I start walking faster to get past them, and then one of them yells, "Hey, Amy," in a nasty voice." At this point, Amy's voice began to get shaky. Amy stated, "I'm getting scared, so I start to run as fast as I can, but one of them grabs my backpack. They're hitting me," and as she told me about the attack, Amy began to cry. When Amy was talking about the event in the past, Amy's feelings were not connected with the attack. By presentizing the attack, the feelings that Amy experienced were allowed into the present, where they could be expressed and shared in full. Think of your Amy. Is there a past event that he or she would benefit from presentizing using this strategy? A second strategy for helping the client to presentize is reclaiming. As you know, splits within a client can take place at all stages of development. As a result, the client leaves behind some part of him or herself that was of value. As long as the client no longer experiences this lost part, the person will not be capable of reclaiming it. Identifying with this split part and experiencing it in the present is a first step in reclaiming. Remember Larry from Track 4? In a recent session, Larry stated, "You know, I really envy kids sometimes. I envy them being so free, able to play." I stated, "It sounds like you've put that childlike part of you under wraps." Larry stated, "Oh, a long time ago, when I was 13 or so, I was told I had to grow up, be a man. Men don't just run around like kids." To assist Larry in beginning to reclaim this alienated childlike part of himself, I asked Larry to try the "When I Was 12" technique. 1. First, I asked Larry to imagine himself as he was at age 12 and to describe himself. Larry stated, "I'm shorter and really skinny. My knees are knobbly. I'm going into 7th grade." 2. Next, I asked Larry to describe what kinds of playful things he does at 12. Larry stated, "I go around making up ridiculous rhymes that make no sense. I put them in little songs and kind of dance to them. I especially like teasing my older sister Paula with them." 3. I asked Larry to try using one of his rhymes now. Larry was hesitant at first. Then he stated, "You know, there is one I remember that I used to use on Paula all the time. Hey, hey, you're a fruit cup. Put you in the oven and bake you up." 4. Finally, I asked Larry how he felt as he sang his rhyme. Larry stated, "I feel a little like I did then. I thought I would be uncomfortable doing something so silly, but it felt good. I like it." In addition to presentizing the past and reclaiming, a third strategy for helping a client presentize is presentizing when. In my experience, presentizing can also be successfully used to address a client's concerns about the future. As you've experienced, when a client is concerned about a future event, he or she may become extremely involved in planning for what will I do when. This can, of course, lead to considerable stress. By presentizing this when, imagining the future events as if they were happening in the now, the client can enhance his or her awareness of him or herself in the when situation. This awareness allows more spontaneity, which in turn will make available a broader range of resources which the client can use in the when situation. My client Tommy, age 13, was extremely concerned about starting at his regional high school and making new friends. I asked Tommy to imagine himself on his first day in his new school. During the visualization, I asked Tommy to look around and see what he could do to meet some people. Tommy stated, "I'm sitting in my homeroom. There are people sitting all around me, and they look nervous like I feel. I can ask them what their first class is." Would your Tommy benefit from presentizing a when that he or she is concerned about? On this track, we have discussed 3 strategies for helping a client presentize or facilitating a client's bringing him or herself into the now. The 3 strategies we discussed are presentizing the past, reclaiming, and presentizing when. On the next track, we will discuss 3 strategies for helping clients increase their awareness of their responsibility for their feelings. These 3 strategies are the I give you the power technique, the now I feel technique, and creating feelings. Question 10. What are 3 strategies for helping a client presentize?